krijgt, denk je. Good morning, good morning. Rabbi said we left off last week. In the sugya of Aseh the Achar HaFoshet, and we wanted to know if the Oila has the same limitation that it can only be mechaper on something that's that you did after the HaFoshet, that you did prior to the HaFoshet. Right? Anything, any chet that you did after the HaFoshet, will not be mechaper for, even though you did it prior to bringing the oila. And the simple pshat of the Gemara is whether the oila is connected to the chet. And if it's connected to the chet, then just like you can't bring a chatas for a chet that you did after HaFoshet, so you can't bring an oila for a chet that you did after HaFoshet. The other side of the Gemara is that it's nothing more than a ritzui. And if somebody was mevatel one assay or multiple assays, in order for them to have a kapara gemura, they need to bring a gift called oila. And if they bring a gift called an oila, they get a ritzui. So it doesn't connect to the specific heftza of the carbon. The carbon is just a doran. So who cares when you separated the oila? Before you did the chet, after you did the chet, makes no difference. Okay. Toshma. I guess we could read it quickly. Okay. So Gemara says Shaila. Yibailu. We'll read it quickly again. I say Lachar Frosh Machaper, Le Machaper. Do we say that it's me, I'm reading, me, I'm Yachatz Machatos, Koydima Frosh Lachar Frosh Loi, Afokhanami? It's not similar to chatos. Chatos, you have to bring boy lasu chatos. You have to bring for each chet that you did. Each chet, I'll call chet for chet. You have to bring another chatos. Boy lasu yichad chatos. V'hocho kibin hikol kama asay gabei mechapro. So by the fact that you see, you could bring it even on many assays and many different types of assays. Idacharay lacha froshe nami mechapro. And we left off with a difficult Rambam, that the Rambam holds that even by a chatas you can bring it for after HaFoshet, provided that it's the same chatas. So if you separate a chatas chelav, and then you did another chet of chelav today, the Rambam says you could take yesterday's chatas and bring it for today's chelav. So if that's the case, what's the Gemara Shaila? So by Elish it's a chawork. We had the mahalach of the Karanara, but as we said, it doesn't really help us. The Karanara wants to say it means the chatas became available. What does that help? The oil is always available. Always has room to be mechaper on other averis. So it's very difficult to understand. Toshma. The Gemara brings a raya from the fact that it says by korban oil of the somach v'nitzel lechaper olov. It says that the smicha is a kapara, the way we're reading it. V'samach v'nirtzol l'chaper olav. Says the Gemara, it sounds like smicha is mechaper. V'chi smicha mechaperas? V'alein kapara l'badam? The zrika is the mechaper. Shenema ki adam u banefesh yichaper. Elo matam loyma v'samach v'nirtzol l'chaper. Loyma aloch, it's coming to teach you. Shema asol smicha shiore mitzvah. If you went ahead and you didn't do the smicha, you treated it like a shiori mitzvah, like something which you don't have to do. So still in all, malo levakos of kiloi keeper, even though the keeper, even though it was machab. My keeper, my loy keeper. What does it mean? It sounds like it was mechaper, and yet it wasn't mechaper. So the Gemara is assuming, my keeper, my loy keeper, my lav, keeper, I say the koyim afresh. When it says it was mechaper, it means the fact that you didn't do smicha, you didn't distort the carbon. The carbon is still a good carbon, and the carbon will still work for whatever you were bringing it for. And when it says loy keeper, it means on the smicha. Umay loy keeper, what does loy keeper mean? Loy keeper, I say the smicha. Right? It wasn't mechaper on the smicha. Okay. The whole thing is a plea. But okay, I mean, how are we going to explain that the carbon should be mechaper on smicha? How are we going to explain the carbon is mechaper on smicha? I mean, the carbon is missing smicha. That's what the carbon is missing. How could it be mechaper on that? That's what it's missing. The carbon intrinsically is missing smicha. In other words, a standard asay de lachar afrosha is not a reis in the carbon, as we explained. The whole reason why it will work is because the carbon has to be a doyer. You have to bring a gift. If you bring a gift, you get a kapara for the asay. Yeah? So even if the asay was done after the afrosha, okay, what does smicha have to do? Smicha is what's wrong with the carbon. The carbon can't be mechaper with what's wrong with it. That's what's missing in the carbon. This carbon is without smicha. What do you want to say? The carbon should be mechaper the fact that there's no smicha. Then you should never need smicha. Every carbon rectifies the fact that there's no smicha.
In that carbon itself.
It doesn't make sense. In other words, the Gemara, even assuming that the Gemara is going, that loy keeper means, it means real. You know, Chazanish is asking a different kasha. Yes, the Lashon is, malo v'kos of kilu loy keeper, for keeper, sounds like there is a kapar. For some reason, the Gemara is going loy keeper. Fine. But the Gemara is assuming keeper is going on before Afrasha, and loy keeper is going on after Afrasha. Namely, smicha. Right? But that doesn't work. How could the carbon be mechaper on smicha? That's what the carbon's missing. The carbon is missing smicha. If the carbon itself would self-fix the lack of smicha, then there would never be a requirement of smicha. By definition, this carbon is missing smicha. That's what it's missing. What do you want to tell me? The carbon is mechaper that there's no smicha. That's what the carbon is missing. This carbon is missing smicha. What? No, so look, you see. So the Gemara says, what's the reason why it doesn't fix the smicha? The havelei asay de lachar afrosha. Whereas that's cool for what it means. The reason why the carbon doesn't fix the smicha is because that's an asay that happened after afrosha. And that's why it doesn't rectify it. If a oiler would have the ability to rectify an asay even after smicha, after afrosha, then it would rectify the smicha. But being that it can't, so it doesn't. Doesn't rectify the smicha. But again, it comes out from the Gemara. The only reason it doesn't is because grada the asay was done after afrosha. Not because intrinsically this carbon is missing smicha. How could it be mechaper smicha? How could the carbon be mechaper when it's missing? That's intrinsically what the carbon is missing. Carbon is missing smicha. The Gemara says the only reason. The Gemara says no. Omar Rode, I say the smicha kamrit. No, that's not a kash. Why? Shani Hassan, the kokama de loy shochet omad the somoch koi. Amos havi asay achar shchite. Achar shchite loy komi boilon. Interesting teretz. So the Gemara says like this. There's a different reason why the smicha doesn't work. The Gemara is still sticking to the same mahalach, which is that it's not mechaper for smicha. The reason why it's not mechaper for smicha is because until you do shechita, you could do smicha. So the smicha only kicks in after shechita. Then it's zecher too late. There's two problems with this. One problem is the smicha is supposed to be before shechita. So maybe, yes, you could say that until I do shechita, I can fix it. I could do smicha. True. But once you do shechita, now we know that you didn't, you mevatel da'aseyev before shechita. Right? You mevatel da'aseyev before shechita. So why can't it be mechaper? The Gemara is saying it can't be mechaper because until you do shechita, you could still do smicha. So when does the chet kick in? After shechita. After shechita is it too late. What do you mean? Da'aseh is really for before. It's only a gilui afterwards. Right? So this Rabbeinu Hillel here in the Teres Kahanim, yes, it's for Kasha, because Teres Kahanim says the same thing. And he says, he asks, V'tomur be'inai, Eich mechashin smicha aseh achar shechita. Harek is barer, achshov shalom afreya, also shaloi kedin, shaloi somach koidem ashchit. That's his kash. Anyway, that's his kash. Okay, so that's stama problem. Rav Steinemann, in his shiurim, he wants to say there's a mechanical problem. You can't get a kapora for a chet that you still could fix. In other words, if somebody would bring an oila today for not wearing tefillin today, now they can't get a kapora. They can't get a kapora now. Now, let's say they brought an oil in now for not wearing tefillin today. 1 second. And then the rest of the day goes by, they talk and don't put on tefillin. Would it work? No. Why? Because you can't get a kapora for something that has not yet been defined. At this moment, you have not yet been over an issur. So he says, even though once the day evolves, and now we know retroactively that this day was without film. Every moment of the day was without film. It's not the crime of not wearing film doesn't associate to Shkiyas Achama. It associates to the entire day. Yes, but you cannot get a kapara for something so long that you still could do it. It's a mechanical problem. He says, so therefore, you can't tell me that the carbon should be mechaper on smicha till after it's impossible to do smicha, which is after shechita. And the male at that point, zecher, you can't.
Why is it any different than the Rambam? The Rambam said, right, if you did the hafrosh, you have a kato, it's not an old, same concept, that it's sitting around, it's waiting for, so here also, even though right now if you were to bring the oila, it wouldn't work.
No, he's just saying a mechanical thing. It's not a question of waiting. Kapora is not a waiting thing. It's not a waiting game. He's saying you cannot get a kapora for something that you haven't yet done. So it's not it's not a question of waiting. It's a mechanical thing. You cannot get a kapora. The Rambam is saying something else. The Rambam is saying that the carbon, he's not saying you can get a kapora. He's saying the carbon could linger on to see where you're going to plug it into. This is a different issue. He's saying, Hashem is not mechaper for you on a chet that you could still be mekayim.
But you didn't bring the carbon yet.
I did. The point of the Gemara is that at the beginning of the shechita, you could still do smicha. And by the time you can't do smicha, it's too late to get a kapora. So you want Hashem to be mechaper you from before. But before, you still were able to do smicha. Hashem says, I'm sorry, I'm not mechaper you. It's a mechanical problem. You want to get a kapara, you can't get a kapara for something you could still fix. So in other words, he's saying, all he's saying is, Rabbeinu Hillel is asking, l'mafreya. So Steinemann is saying, l'mafreya doesn't work by kapara. Because if you could still fix it, Hashem's not mechaper you. Hashem doesn't say, you can't tell the Rabbeinu Shalom, well, listen, Rabbeinu Shalom, if I don't wear tefillin by tonight, it's a raya l'mafreya. That was doing an avera now. You're right, but Hashem is not mechaper on l'mafreyas. That's good in Reb Chaim. You want to say alom v'shishtikol teira. You want a kapara, Hashem says no. Basically, Rav Steinem is saying, kaparas don't work l'mafreya. That's what he's saying. It's not prayer by kapara, that's his point. You can't get a kapara for a zman when you could have still been mechaim ras and Hashem. That's his point. But the bigger problem is really what the Chofetz Chaim points out in the Zevach Torah. Lekutei Halachos. Chofetz Chaim says that why is it so clear to the Gemara that after Shechita you can't get a kapara? Kapara is Rika. Once you're accepting the fact that you, the Gemara is going now on the tzad that you can get a kapara after Afrosha. Right? The korban doesn't have to be connected to the chet. Yeah? So then why is it so clear that I say if I have to shechit, there's no good. In other words, maybe you have to zrika. For some reason, the Gemara is assuming that even if your whole oila could be mechaper on after, on asay of after hafrasha, after shechit or not. Chofetz Chaim is pointing out, who says? Mechtesa. If you look over here in his Likutei Halachos, he says like this. Loma gora achal shchita mikoydim shchita. Kol zman shloim nizrak kol avadam adayin lo nirtza. The main reason is after zrika. So once you're going to accept that you could shech the carbon even for a get a kapora for even something you did after afrosha, so you should be able to get a kapora even for something you did after shchita. That's his point. Okay. Weiter. Yeah. Yeah, we're talking about an oil. Okay. So let's move on. So the Gemara says, therefore, you have no Amalei Ravuna by Ravuna, Ema Kippa Gavre. Maybe I could tell you when it says Kippur, it means the Gavre was Taka Mechapel. And Loi Kippur Klapi Shmaya. That means Hashem still feels there's something missing here. You got a kapara. Maybe loy keeper of a keeper means you really got a kapara. In which, what do you mean?
The whole kapara is kidesh.
You didn't do a mitzvah in Amufra. You didn't do a mitzvah. You don't have to worry about Ein Shem. You took care of your Ein Shem. Says the Gemara Miloy Tanan, we find a similar thing. By a mitzvah, you take the leftover oil. You pour it on the head of the matar, right? The pasuk says you should put it on the head of the matar. The chaper of the Hashem. The halach is imnosan keeper. I'm loy nosan loy keeper. The Rebbe Kiva. Rabbi Yechem and Uriah Mishur Mitzvah. It's not ma'akev. Bein nitim bein shloy nitim keeper. But malav hakosav kilu loy keeper. The Torah makes it kilu loy my kilu loy keeper. Ilein by leasu yikarben achmini. He has to bring again the oil. Ha'amid bein nosan milan nosan keeper. Elo Kippur Gavra means kapara he got. The mitzvah got his kapara. So what's he missing? Lo Kippur Kamishmaya. Hochanami Kippur, you got a kapara. But Lugabi Shmaya, he didn't get it. That's what the Gemara wants to say. Lo Kamishmaya, right? So Gemara says, also nami keeper matam behinus. Over there you can also learn like smicha. The behinus work like keeper matnas arosh, just like we were saying by smicha. Toshma. So we're back trying to find a raya. The mic is on there. It's on in the back. Okay. Hold on. That's good now. Okay. So the Gemara brings a raya now from the Sirei Kivsei Atzeres. Toshma. Rav Shimon Amar Kivsei Atzeres Lomayim Boyim. The Gemara says, what do you mean Kivsei Atzeres? That's a Shlomim Ninu. Elu Sirei Atzeres Lomayim Boyim. Al Tumas Mekdush Vikotshav. The serum of Atzeres are brought for Tumas Mikdash. So Nizrak Tamashil Rishon Sheini Lamakov. Why are there two? Why are there two serum on Shavuos? One is enough. Once you brought one, you got a kapara. Why you bring a duplicate kapara? So it must be Al Tuma Sheira Ben Zelazah. Right? So you have a raya from here that it's machapra on asay of after afrosha. Right? You have a raya from here, it's machapra on asay after afrosha. Because here, they were mafresh the seerim before Shavuos. And still, the second sar is machapra on the tumah that happened from one to the other. And momayatu you saw la havi karbonis sam b'chalis v'chosha. Really, you need karbonis all the time. Chisach ha'kos of the Torah had rachmonis. So you see, it's mechapa. So too over here. That's the Gemara. The Gemara says no. Because according to what you're saying now, the whole reason of the second Sawyer is to be mechapa from the hafrosh of the first one to hafrosh of the second one. Which would mean if you mafresh them together, there'd be no reason to bring two seven. The Gemara says, "Ida afishin v'asachas achanami, ma'iskin afishin v'zachaseh." The Gemara says that can't be. V'leik v'leim l'kro d'chiksiva b'zachaseh ksiva. So you tell me the whole mitzvah of Sirei Shavuos, the Shnei Sirei Shavuos, is only if you will mafresh one after the other, but if you mafresh them together, you only bring one. That doesn't make sense. Amar Rav Papa, no. Korbanos tzibur ka'amret. Shani Korbono is Tzibur, the Leiv Bezdin Komas Nalei. Leiv Bezdin Komas Nalei. Bezdin is Masna, so it's a big shadow. What does the Gemara mean? Leiv Bezdin Mas Nalei, that it's as though you will mafresh them separately. So even if you mafresh them together, it's treated magically like you will mafresh them separately. So basically, we look at the two Seirim, like you were mafresh one originally, and the other one you were mafresh right before you shechted. That's what the Gemara says. How does that work? The Kedush is buckled, the Kedush is on. Very difficult. All the Rishonim schwitz on this. What does that mean? Leiv Bezdin Mas Nalei. Very difficult. Kedom Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Dom Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Korbanos Tzibur, Sakin Meshchos, Alum HaShem. The Sakin makes it what it is. What does that mean? I mean, your moil behektish. If somebody uses this carbon before Shechita, he's moil behektish. Very difficult. And Rashi says that even though the carbon is Pishas Afrosh, still Leiv Bezdin is Masna. What does that mean? The carbon is a total carbon. If you went ahead now and you used the carbon, you'd be Chayiv Me'ila, Chayiv Misa. But amazing. So what does it mean, Leiv Bezdin Mas Nalei? What's Leiv Bezdin Mas Nalei? Very difficult. Says the Gemara, Om Lev Yesi, B'reid of Shmai Lov Popam, Yisrael of Shmai Leiv Bezdin Mas Nalei? What are you telling me? That Bezdin dictates the Kedusha of the carbon, by a carbon Tzibur? For Ma'avid Yibarav, Om Ravam, Om Ravid Tzok, Tzimidim Shlo Yitzchuhu L'Tzibur, if you actually had Tzimidim, they were extras at the end of the year. And the halacha is you can only bring a carbon tomid from this year's shkola. So now I have extra tomidim. What do I do with them? So According to Rav Shimon, ain't nivdin tamimim. You have to wait for it to get a mum. You have to redeem it and then take the money, use it for korbanos. The bottom line is, you see, according to Rav Shimon, you can't just dictate the kedusha of the korban because it's a korban tzibur. Says the Gemara. So we're back to the problem. They see our service. Keep on mishtei koyzus. Don't sheni. Lo mukarv. Why can't he bring the second one? Al timashira ben zrika zazel zrika shulze. So you see clearly that it works. The Gemara actually says you bring mechapra on the tumah that happened between this zrika and that zrika. The Gemara says you see at kalomi boyle la aselach hashchita. Avlach afroshaloi kalomi boyle definitely works. And that's the sequel. Maybe it was a suffix. But I'll upon him, the sikum of the Gemara, according to Roy of the Rishonim, is that ain't a chanami, it's mechapra on asev after hafrosh. It is mechapra on asev after hafrosh. That's what comes out from the Gemara. Yet, the Gemara is never answering, the Gemara still has not answered, how in the world, before on Hamad Aleph, we said that there's no way it could be mechapra on after shechita. If you remember that, the Gemara said, for sure not. That's why we said it can't work for smicha. And here we're saying that it works on the tumah she'ira bein zrika shel zu lezrika shel zu. Here we're already swallowing that it works even after shechita, which is really the Chavetz Chaim's kasha to begin with. The Chavetz Chaim asked, why once you don't need the kodem afrosha, before zrika should be fine. Yet the Gemara here seems to be saying that the kapo, if you don't care about afrosha, it could even work for you after shechita. Because it says clearly, what's it mechaper on? Al tumah she'ira bein zrika shel zeh lezrika shel zeh. So here the Gemara, in conclusion, the Gemara doesn't even have a... So now we should go back to smicha. We were asking, you should have a kapo on smicha. We said, no, you can't have a kapo on smicha because that's already, it's too late. It's after shechita. So the Chavetz Chaim said, so what? Still before Zrika. And here the Gemara is accepting in the Maskona that even Zrika. Okay. So let's go back to reanalyze the whole Svaras that we were saying to begin with. Which L'chaira were elementary, right? The way to learn the whole Sugya from beginning to end, L'chaira, is that the Gemara has one shaila. The Gemara shaila is, does the oila plug in to the avera, the asay, just like the chatas does? If it does, then you have to have it by shechita, by afrosha. If it does not, then even if you do the avera later, you mevat lasay later, it's not a problem. And then we had all the issues, all the problems. For some reason, we see from the Gemara that after Shechita, Zicha. The Gemara knew Zicha. You can't have a kapara. That's also unclear. If it's only Al Zdoirin, and you don't care about Afrosha, then there should be no difference between Smicha and Shechita. And Tahakana Maskonos HaGemaras seems to be that even after Shechita it could work. If you don't need Afrosha, even after Shechita it could work. And if for some reason, the Gemara never goes back to what it said on the Avov, that there's no way that after Shechita, you could have a kapora. So we had a tzad. We said that L'chor, the way we explained the Gemara, there's no other way. Which is, the Gemara Shaila is, does the oil plug into the Asay? Does the oil not plug into the Asay? If it plugs into the Asay, then it won't work. If it doesn't plug into the Asay, it would work. L'chor, there's no other way. So we brought down this morning that maybe there's one other way to learn. Maybe you could say that the Afrosha alone gives some form of kapara. In other words, there's like an introductory level of kapara that already happens by the Afrosha. Right? And therefore, even though the carbon doesn't plug in to the Asay, right? So in other words, simply, you have to learn the Gemara Shilas, does the carbon plug into the Aseh? Does the carbon not plug into the Aseh? I'm just throwing out another possibility. Maybe the Gemara in Emzon, no. Payanoila does not plug into that say. But since the kapara already begins from the time of Afrasha, some introductory level of kapara, therefore it's too late to be mechaper for things that happen after Afrasha, because you're still missing whatever ritzui there is at the time of Afrasha. Similar to the way I would have explained, how would I answer the Chofetz Chaim's question? Chofetz Chaim asks, Ki adamu banefesh yechaper, ein kapara la bezrika. Chofetz Chaim is asking, so once you don't care about Afrasha, why should Shechita be a threshold? Why? Oh, that's what I'm saying. The Shechita is already an avoid of the carbon. So there's some ritzui, there's some intangible ritzui that already begins at the time of the Shechita. For right, you can make it puzzle then, you can make it pigle, right? So there's some introductory level of kapara, even though the brunt of the kapara is this rika, there's some haskalas kapara already shchita. So perhaps we could adopt that sfar which the Gemara held of, where the Gemara said, for sure you can't be mechaper for after shchita. Maybe that's the shaila of the Gemara, maybe Afrash is also that way. We said it's very difficult to learn that way. Why? Because if that's the case, how do you ever have a carbon that you weren't mafresh work for you? The halacha is I could be mafresh a carbon. And you could get a kapara as long as you bring it to Beis HaMikdash. And it's shechted for you. And it's the mezurik, the dam for you. So you could get the ritzi of my carbon.
That's such a problem. It's not right.
And what would be if the guy didn't do it on my behalf? We don't find that that's a ma'akev.
No.
So then we could say the same thing with the chet of after afkosh. Retroactively, once you're going there, you have the chaznishes problem. So here's what I want to explain. Shchita logically makes sense that even though it's not the mechaper, it makes sense that it's the beginning of the kapara. It's one of the dalal avoidas. It's one of the four avoidas of the karma, shechita. So there, it's seicheldik that if somebody jumps in after shechita, we could tell them, you know, it's too late, sorry. Even though the karma doesn't have to be plugged in to this particular chet. But you want to get, basically, you want to jump in and get a kapara just by having Kabbalah, Zrika, you can't get a kapara. Okay? It's something we can understand. Chofetz Chaim is asking, but I'm saying it's something we can explain. Hafrosh is much harder to explain. Why would Hafrosh interfere with the kapara unless there's a requirement that there has to be plugged into the carpet? Why then would Hafrosh? So here's what I want to explain to you. And I think it's maybe the more you think about the Svara, the more clear it could be. And that is like this. Hafrosha triggers a chiv havoah. Okay? When you're mafresh a korban, you have a chiv now to bring that korban. Okay? So, it's no longer, the korban is no longer now hanging around. Now you have a chiv to bring the korban. It's not on hold now. You have a chiv now to bring the carbon. Right? So you could say like this. You could say that once there's a chiv havo already on this carbon, okay, so now I can't no longer say that the havo is for another thing. The obligation to bring this carbon is already spoken for. Just like Ein Dover Shebechoyva Boyalam and Achulin, right? So if I have an obligation, I can't use Meiser to fulfill my obligation. What's the pshat in that? Because Meiser already has its own chiv to be given. So I can't now use Meiser for something that I have a chiv avo for separately. Now, I want to now bring a Doran. I want to bring a Doran to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And through the door, and I want to have a kapara on the hasei that I that I brought, that I did. One can easily say, well, once you're ready, we'll mafresh the carbon. So the carbon already has a chiyuv avoy. Any chet that you did after that, this carbon doesn't reflect the gift. It's not a gift. Because a gift is something that's still in the voluntary stages. I'm bringing a dorim because of I'm bringing a dorim. Yeah. But once you mafresh the carbon, so the carbon has a chiyuv avoah. Once there's a chiyuv avoah, the dorim, all I'm telling you is this is a new svara. Why? Even if it's coming b'toras dorim, it can't work on something that was already before, that you already had a chiyuv to bring it before you didn't wear tzum. At the end of the day, you're going to have to say, Rabbanu Shalom, this oila is a gift, and I hope you'll be mechaper for me for the fact that I didn't wear tzum. Right? So this gift, at least on a gift level, I'm not talking the cheftza. Till now we're talking about the cheftza. Is it intrinsically in the oila that it's an oila's tefillin? That's the way we explain the Gemara. And we have a lot of complications, but that's the way we explain the Gemara. What I'm telling you now is there's another way to look at it. Really, intrinsically, the carbon doesn't connect to tefillin, to matzah, to hashavas aveda. It doesn't connect to that. It's an oila. It's an oila. It's a darin. But the way we explain it, if it's a darin, why shouldn't it work for something that's after hafar? So I'm giving you a strong story why it should work. The reason why it shouldn't work is because once you were mafresh the oila, now you have a chiyuv to bring the oila. Anything you do after that is not a darin anymore. Once I was mafresh it, so now the darin is from before hafarash to after hafarash. Once you're mafresh and you have to bring it, it's not a darin anymore. Now it doesn't reflect as a darin. That's a new svar. Why? It wouldn't work. It's a new svar. Even if it doesn't plug into the chet, it's felt in darin. The way we explained it till now was, if it's a darin, why shouldn't it work? For afrosh, after afrosh, who cares? It's a darin. I'm telling you now, a svara. It could be, but a rabbanu shalom, it doesn't work. With your wife, what I'm telling you now, with your wife is zichatru. It wouldn't work. It could be, but a rabbanu shalom, he accepts a darin, even if you already became, you machayev yourself to bring it. Could be, the rabbanu shalom still accepts it. I'm not saying it can't be. I'm just explaining to you a svara. Now, if that's the case, it's very clear why after Shechita, Zichah doesn't work. Zichah not a Doran. Zichah already gave it. I delivered it to the Rabbanu Shalom at the time of Shechita. The whole Shiloh we had was, if it's a Doran, is it too late that this should be a Doran once I already obligated myself to bring this Doran? It makes now beautiful sense that the Gemara says, good, that's maybe until Shechita. Once you did Shechita, you can't say, well, that... Okay, now I'm gifted. There's no gift anymore. It was brought. It's still before the kapara. True. But it's after the delivery. Everybody agrees once you deliver the gift, you send somebody a gift for something, and then after you get it, you go, by the way, please connect it to another thing. It's your birthday present also. It's anniversary. But now, bishlaima, when you buy it originally, you can say, you know what, this is a birthday and anniversary gift. But once the person's in receipt of it, you can't say no longer, you know what, this is also. So the Gemara's whole nidin is, does the Afra. So the way we're learning, the reason why it's kishmak to learn this way is for many reasons, in pshat. But the reason why, comes out the Gemara always knew that oil is a dairy. And Rashi puts it into the Gemara, Dilma, oil is a dairy. The Gemara knew that all along. The Gemara shaila was that even al dairy, and the Gemara knew it doesn't become an oilas tefillin or oilas matzah. The Gemara knew it's oilas doirin. But maybe the doirin only works for things that happen prior to you being makdish this doirin. Once you makdish it, that's it. Then the Gemara says, yeah, but once you shechted the doirin, so again, the Chofetz Chaim is looking at it The Chofetz Chaim was the Kohen Gadol. He's looking at it from Beis HaMikdash Kapara. He's saying, what? Kapara, you don't have till Zrika. True. But the Durim is done. You can't now rechannel the Durim. It's too late. The Durim is done. So that part of the Gemara is mamish beautiful. Gevaldik. Oh. According to the way I'm learning, by Tzibur, it's a Chovetz Hayoyim. The Seir HaGolim are never the Durim. By the Tzibur, the Sirei Regolim are never a Durim. So once you'd only be before Afrasha, it could even be before Zrika. Where's the Kasha? What's going on? Why is the Gemara of Zion okay with being Mechapa on things that happen after Shechita? I thought you told me on that Vav, after Shechita, nothing to talk about. No. That's a Kom Tzibur. Kom Tzibur is a Chovetz Regel. It's never Baturis Durim. So there you're only dealing with plugged in. Okay, so once it doesn't have to be plugged in by Hafrasha, it could be before Zrika too. It doesn't stare the door. The mamish klar. That's the whole Hemshech Gemara. Shani Tzibur, Leiv Bezin Masnalem, all that. Over there it's a different getter. It's a different getter. It's being channeled as a Tzibur, as a Chovetz Tzibur. That's Shani the Gemara. The whole Mahalach HaSugi was going Baturis Durim. Huh? No, in other words, just like a chatos has to be associated to the chet from the time of Afroshe, the oila has to be associated als durin from the time of Afroshe. That's good for the Gemara Shaila. And Rashi says, oiduma, no, durin doesn't need that. But that's the whole needin of the Gemara. And now, Chatas is also Meirshit. And the Rambam is also clear. Because there is no Durin element. We were going, well, I mean, how could Oila be worse than Chatas? Because according to the Rambam, you could transfer the Chatas from one to the other. So how could, but Lafi, the way we explained it, on the tzad that you need Afrosha by Oila, it's Al Durin. So in that regard, it could be worse than a chatas. The chatas, if it could be transferred after Hafrosha, you don't have a problem. Because a chatas never needs to be a doyrin. It only has to be plugged in. So if it could be plugged in like this, fine, it could be plugged in. The oil, on the other hand, has to be a doyrin. Al doyrin, there's no such thing as transferring. It's a doyrin. It's a gift issue. Our old kasha was, according to the Keren Ayra, that you could take a chatas and after Hafrosha, you could transfer it to another. So what's going on with Oila? Why would we think Oila's worse? Because Oila's a Durim. And our Hakira was, when we said maybe it's like a chatas, we didn't mean for the same reason. We meant just like a chatas requires to be plugged in from the beginning because of its own internal issue. So maybe Oila has to be from originally, not because it has to be plugged in, because it has to be a Durim. On the tzad that it has to be a durin, there's no transferring. A chatas chelim could be transferred on a chatas chelim. Okay, that's an chatas issue. That never has to live up to durin. So really, this mahalach answers all the kashas in the city. If you take with this approach. Okay, let's stop. Is the